702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
It's now 18 minutes past one. We've just shared an image of my guests this afternoon, and you'll be able to see the food that we were treated to earlier on. And the reality is that if you're searching for something fancy, this is probably not it, right? Because for the past year, Magaliesig in Four Ways has had a one-of-a-kind restaurant concept that's nestled within the suburb. It's a very casual southern-style home cooking restaurant, and it's all about that home feeling, you know, with familiar faces, with people that you can call friends surrounding you, and great conversations to just while away the day. You know, when you've got nowhere to be, but you are surrounded by great company and food. So it sounds idyllic if you want to relax and get away from some of the etiquette and the formalized setting of many restaurants in our cities. So joining me now in studio are the two friends that got it all started, that treated us earlier to great food. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. What a great partnership. So South Africa on the one hand, and then, of course, an American coming together to give us Southern-style food. And as I said to you guys earlier on, much of this food is, I just got to hear about it on television. You know, never ever experienced it. Even when you do travel to the US, I've never sampled it. You know, I still don't know what collard greens look like. So why was this important for you to do, especially knowing that as South Africans, we have our own authentic cuisine, but you decided to bring us American food?
Well, I guess I could say I miss my grandmother's cooking.
Mm.
And so it was just an opportunity for me to have that food without going back to America, I guess. Yeah. And I thought you guys would like it here.
It was absolutely delicious because you have smoking machines on the property. It is a bed and breakfast, or rather a guest house, I should say, a guest house that also has this restaurant running off the premises. So guests, I'm sure, are delighted that they have this treat over and above staying at the guest house. They have this treat of Southern style food.
Yeah, I think it's still early days. I mean, we started a little restaurant too, just because we thought maybe we could get some more people into the area, get a bit more exposure in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still early days for us. I think we've only been open about a year now. And yeah, things are going good. So it's by word of mouth. So we're just hoping we're going to take it slow and easy and do it properly.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys were telling me earlier on that today there's a special and all you can eat wings and chips. For 100 rand. Really?
Of course.
Really, Jack?
Of course. And actually, I think you get a free drink with that, a free beverage.
Yeah, yeah.
Cold drink, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's look at the history, because with any nation, with any group of people, there is a history that comes with the way they eat. And Southern-style food, what's informed that?
I guess the history, it's comfort food, and I guess...
comfort food. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's comfort food. I mean, we eat a lot of chicken, we eat a lot of beef, we eat a lot of pork.
But you also said it's the poor man's menu.
It's a poor man's menu. I mean, it goes back into like, say, slavery, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're at the plantation, and what the plantation owner didn't want. That's what you got, and you made dishes out of it. Louisiana, I mean, if you think about Louisiana, for instance, it's a mixture of Creole and French.
Mm-hmm.
And the food that they eat is a lot of sausages, gumbo, jambalaya, prawns, because it's right there on the water.
Yeah.
But that's how all those dishes came from the Caribbean. That's why it's spicy. And so it's trickled down from that, basically.
Yeah.
I mean... As a kid, my mom made liver like probably 8 different ways, man. To this day, I don't eat liver anymore, you know?
I think of the black-eyed peas with ham hocks. That's also, that speaks to the story that you're giving now about what is left over. And then, of course, turning that into a delicious meal. And the ribs, the beef ribs and the pork ribs that... Okay, you tell me how you prepare them before I start to wax lyrical about them.
Well, anything that we smoke is on a dry rub for a minimum of 24 hours.
Because they just fell off the bone. Or the bone, literally, you could just pull it out of the ribs That's how soft and tender they were. And then with that bee sting, I wouldn't even, as you said, it's a dry rub, but just such a great compliment to the meat, that sweetest flavor to the ribs.
Yeah, yeah. So once we take it off, say 24 hours, on beef, typically it's on a smoker for 4 hours.
Wow.
Pork, minimum of 2, but no more than 3 hours.
Yeah.
Brisket, it depends on the size of the brisket. Right now, I think I'm smoking a 9 kg brisket as we speak right now. and I put that on at 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
I probably won't take it off until about 4
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Sure. That's close to 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's why it is so tender. And I guess that's where the name also comes from. Joe's Smoking Rib Shack. There is no Joe's Smoking Rib Shack without the ribs. And clearly it's a very signature dish on your menu. And then we had the biscuit and gravy. It took me straight back to watching Martin all those years ago where Gina was withholding his mama biscuits. And he's like, I want my mama biscuits. So that's also something that's quite unique to Americans. It's similar to a scone, but not as sweet. And it's not really eaten the way we would eat it with jam and cream and whatever butter. You serve it with a type of gravy.
Yes. It's basically a white gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And we would use like a breakfast sausage.
Yeah.
And it's, like I said, it's a poor man's, meal. It's a buttermilk biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take that long to make.
Yes.
But it's very common in the South. You go any kind of diner or restaurant, they're going to have biscuits and gravy on their menu.
Right. And I think for me, a great revelation or wonderful surprise was key lime pie. I've only ever heard about it, but to experience it, I was quiet, enjoying it with cream, whipped cream.
Yeah, it's usually served with whipped cream. Sometimes they'll, just for decorations, they'll cut a slice of lime up also.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a dish that originated in Florida.
Yeah.
So Florida's big. So in Miami, somebody's making it a different way. In Tampa, somebody's making it a different way. But they always use the limes from Florida.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So at least we've got the right, we know exactly what goes with these names that we've been hearing over the many, many years. Now, Jack, you, as a partner, and you even said earlier on when we sampled the beef jerky, you said it's better than biltong.
Yeah.
Where's your loyalty?
Well, we've got to brand our own little thing to go with the rib shack, so we thought we'd do something different. So we smoke it and we cook it for quite a long time, and it's definitely...
Oh, so jerky is cooked, not just the dry...
We smoke it, in the smoker. It's something new. I don't know if anyone else has ever tried that before. But,
yes, it's a cousin to biltong. You know, they're similar, but it's a cousin.
Yeah.
Nothing can replace biltong.
I think, eh?
Yeah. I'm keeping my eye on you. Put your headphones on, gentlemen, please. We've got this call coming in from Four Ways. Mark has called us. Good afternoon,
Hi.
Mark.
Hi, Evan. Yeah. I wanted to put in.
Yeah.
Because I want to highly recommend the restaurant. I discovered them last week for the first time.
Ah, last week?
Yeah.
And what was on the menu that day, Mark?
It was the ribs. We had pork ribs and beef ribs. It was awesome.
Yes, and you concur with me that basting or that dry rub is just perfect for the ribs and how tender they were.
Yeah, no, it just fell off the bone. And my son is one of the fussiest eaters around, and he had about 3 portions of ribs.
Wow.
Cleveland was a fantastic host, made us feel very welcome.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank you for calling, Mark.
It's a pleasure.
I love it. You know, when we feature restaurants and we talk from our own perspective and the unsolicited responses that we get, like Mark's call. So Jenna on Twitter says, Cleveland's food is the truth on Twitter. So this hosting that you do, you were trying to give us a sense of, you know, how you host your guests.
Well, it's not a typical restaurant. So first of all, you need to feel comfortable there. We're not about turning tables. We want you to feel comfortable. You want to sit in a rocking chair, kick your shoes off, I'm happy with that, you know? But I just try to put people at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And they all want to know my story. So, you know, you talk to him a little bit, and next thing you know, you got a friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's pretty much all I can say about that. Sometimes I'll sit down with them. I like the kids. They bring kids. They see me doing crazy things with the kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, something's wrong with this guy, you know? But at the end of the day, I'm either going to get a hug or a huge handshake from these people. And then you see them again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is what hosting is. It's not just about you sitting there and someone coming once in a while to say, is everything okay? You get to know each other. We've got another call from Sbusiso in Douglasdale. Hello, Sbusiso.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. Cleveland will recognize me as my IT guy.
Okay.
Sbusiso, how is it, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Just wanted to say congratulations. So I've been at your eating at your shop since you first opened on the other side.
Oh,
and
wow.
Congratulations, man. Congratulations, man. You're going strong and all the best in the future. So I'll see you tonight for ribs, right?
What time?
Probably at 6.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Oh, man.
Thank you very much, Mr. IT guy right there. So you're open from Wednesday through to Sunday. Reservations only, no walk-ins.
Correct.
Why is that important?
For one, it cuts down on food costs. It cuts down on waste. I know what I'm cooking for. Like I spoke to you earlier, if you give me a 2 days notice, I'll cook whatever Southern food you want to have, even if it's something that I don't normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more personalized. I don't have to worry about waste. I can really control my food costs, and it's fresh.
Yeah.
It's different. A lot of restaurants these days, you know, they're pulling something out of the freezer, this and that. And trust me, customers can tell
yeah,
the difference.
Absolutely. Here's another one from Barry. Hi, Barry.
How's it, guys?
Hi.
Cleveland, I was introduced to you last year by Larry, our new American guy. And we did our company lunch there. And I got to say, it was probably the best eating experience and relaxed experience I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Thank you, Larry.
That's a huge compliment, Barry.
Yeah, no, he's Cleveland. When you walk in there, he offers you your first drink and then you help yourself. It's just an amazing place. It is like going to eat at home.
Yes, an honest bar.
Yeah, it's an honest bar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so you tell us how many drinks you had.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's funny how people keep up. Sometimes they're keeping up on their phone.
Mm.
Sometimes they're writing on a pad. Sometimes they're leaving the things on the table. But whatever, I mean, at the end of the day, it's what you say you had, and that's what you had.
Yeah, yeah. It just shows the level of trust that exists. So, Jack, this was, just give us the details, because there's a Facebook page, right?
That's Mark, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay, my apologies.
Problem. Okay.
I've got a different, yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, so tell us about the Facebook page where we can find the details of the restaurant.
Well, Cleveland normally does all that. You want
to really?
Let him know about that? Yeah, he does all of that.
It's just Smoking Joe's Rib Shack Catering
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. And that's the only advertisement that we do.
On Facebook. Apart from this, well, I guess you better watch out then, because you're going to be getting tons of calls, especially after the endorsements that we heard. Thank you so much to both of you.
No, thank you for letting us come on.
That is Joe's Smoking Rib Shack in Magaliesberg. That's where you can find it. And of course, more details on Facebook.